What is stupid, exactly? We got news this week of another giant corporate merger involving some familiar internet names. Go ahead and roll the clip.
AOL and Yahoo will merge to become a new telecom company called Oath.
Of course, it wasn't the merger that prompted comments so much as the new company's name, which a lot of people thought was just plain stupid.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter are saying Oath sounds too much like oof or oaf. One person, I know, it's pretty funny. One person tweeted, "Don't name your company after the sound made when people hit their head on the cabinet door."
It was all over Twitter. It was all over the tech blogs.
Oath. It's kind of weird to say. Oath. When you first hear it, it sounds a little dark. Oath.
Yes. And then it dawns on you. How can anybody who uses the internet make fun of company names? May I point out that every one of us, every day, with a straight face, uses a search engine called
Google.
One of the most successful news aggregation websites is called the Drudge Report. What a downer. Who would read that besides the 18 million people a month who read it? Before you eat out at a restaurant, what do? You go to a website named Yelp. Everything you buy online comes from a company named after a tribe of ruthless female warriors. So really, are we going to make fun of a company called Oath? Well, at least this blogger finally concluded that no, we shouldn't.
I think I'm indifferent to it. Like, I don't really care.
Maybe because he took a look at the name of the company he works for.
Working for TechCrunch.
Yes, which, by the way, is owned by the company now called Oath. Actually, the weirdest thing about thinking it's weird that Yahoo would merge into a company called Oath is the assumption that the word Oath is somehow dumber than the word Yahoo. Yahoo's original name, by the way, was David and Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web, which made it sound like it was run by an ice cream company. David and Jerry, by the way, are worth about $6 billion now, thanks to that stupid name.